It is when we're brought to the end of ourselves that God has our attention.
But it's funny again, the scheming way of Jacob. He is not stopping. Again, he decides, okay, here is the game plan. We're going to divide the army, divide the whole, and everything that I have into two groups. I'm going to plan it out. So if Esau comes and smite one, the other one will be clear. So I make my own plan. And by the way, just to be right, I'm going to pray and ask the Lord, would you sign off in here? I schemed it all out. Now I have it all. And just to kind of like, you know, to do things just the politically correct way. Well, you need to pray, right? Yeah, so I'm going to pray. And as Joey was saying, what he said in this prayer, it was true. He was afraid. He was terrified. It was, again, everything that he had, he knew how angry Esau could come. And he knew that maybe 20 years later, he is going to take everything from him. Because after all, isn't that the blessing? That he was promised from the Father, all of this inheritance, all of the riches. And he said to him, I have acquired a lot of things from when I was in Laban. I have all of these things. And Esau said, those are my things. They belong to me because that's a blessing I should have had. So he is really terrified now. Everything he has is going to go away from him by Esau. So he comes to the Lord and he said, Would you remember what you said, Lord? Remember what you said? And it's beautiful because he is calling the Lord to what the Lord have said. Jacob, but you could have done that earlier on in your life. And you could have saved all of this headache. God is true to his word. From the beginning, he said before you were born, he will take care of you. You wasted 20 years of your life for nothing. If you go out of nothing out of this conference, please go home with this. Go home with this. Don't waste your time and energy in scheming and in doing things your own way, thinking you're going to get it all. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That is what David said that. That's what the scripture said. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. No matter what it is. Is it a college decision? Is it a husband decision? Is it a wife decision? Don't scheme it. Don't manipulate it. Because it's not going to work. You're going to get to that point and you ended up with Leah instead of Rachel. You will. Don't scheme it out. Trust in the Lord. Depend on him. Make sure that God is there all the time. In all your ways, acknowledge him. So he prays. Lord, I'm afraid. And he was saying the truth about that. He was honest in his prayer. And by the way, I think that's something good for us when we pray. Just let's be honest in our closet when we pray. Don't fake it because the Lord knows it before you even open your mouth. That's number one. And after that, he called on the Lord's promises. But then, he doesn't stop there. He thought of another thing. I wonder if while he was praying, his mind was thinking of, what do you think Esau will calm him down a little bit? Man, you just prayed. Would you kind of relax now and let the Lord work it out? No. Maybe if I give him something, throw him a bone, he'll be all right. You know, I have all of these thousands of sheep. Maybe if I give him something of it, then it will work out. And he schemes this whole thing again. I don't want to go long, but if you look at how much he have given Esau, I don't know, did you count them? I tell you what, I'm not going to tell you how much he gave him. You guys count them, and then this evening, before the evening meeting, you tell me how much he gave Esau. Okay? You kind of add them all up together. He gave him a lot. And he thought, and even not only in one shot, look how he did it. A lot of donkeys. And then make a distance. If that doesn't work, let's do another sheep. And then camels. And then cows. And just let's put them. So maybe after a while that kind of soft in the heart. That's just the way of the man. He is really, really a bright and a smart fleshly guy. That's how the flesh think. So let's do it. Let's do it this way. You know, if I kind of speak smoothly a little bit maybe. And if I give something, maybe, are you can't fool God. You can't fool God. A master schemer. He did it all the way. Perfectly. What a waste. All of these animals he gave, he could have kept. Because Esau didn't really care about them. And it didn't impact Esau's heart. Reality. In the presence of God, if that does not mark the believer, there's no difference between him and the unbelievers in the way they act.
Seems even with these gifts, he was being honest with Jacob too, because he had a servant says, "I'm giving this to you, so hopefully you, this will propitiate you, this will appease you in your wrath." And I think that's interesting that he wasn't trying to just butter Esau up. He was saying, "You're probably really mad at me. I'm giving all this to calm you down." It's interesting, but he's trying to buy forgiveness for me. From Esau, he's trying to buy his way out of trouble, and it's interesting to when we get to Esau's response to that. But he is, he prays, and he prays honestly, and he prays earnestly, prays too late. But then he is still trying to work things out. And I think that this is common in all of us. It's okay, I have to pray. I have this big decision. I have this big problem in front of me. I have to pray. I've been taught since I was little. Bring my problems to the Lord, so I have to pray. I'm going to pray. Okay, I prayed. Now let me figure this out. Let me apply my intellect, my understanding. And I think the reality is oftentimes the response the Lord would have for us after pray is, wait, now let's have peace. Now let's relax and allow the Lord space to work in His own way. But oftentimes we just want to keep plowing ahead, because plowing ahead is all that we know what to do. And that's exactly what Jacob does. He keeps moving forward. He divides the company. He puts the gifts in front of him, but he keeps moving forward to meet. And the reality is he still needs one more encounter with God. He would have been better off just waiting for God to work. And oftentimes that's what we have to do. Even if when we pray, even when we read the Bible, even when we get good Christian advice, we take it all and say, no, I'm still going to continue to move forward with my own understanding, my own intelligence. And it's be still, Scripture says to us sometimes. Be still and know that I am God. And oftentimes it's the most difficult thing for us to do, letting patience have her perfect work. Because we think that we need to be doing something. We need to be active. We need to be moving. Sometimes the best thing we could do is to just be still and allow the Lord to work.